אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading in the writings of בעל הסולם.
מאמר השלום בעולם.
The article Peace in the World. We are in the subtitle Practical Difficulties in Determining the Truth.
בבקשה.
הקשיים
המעשיים בקביעת האמת.
Practical difficulties in determining the truth. When we discuss good attributes in theory, there is certainly no better attribute than the attribute of truth. This is because all the good that we have defined above in the relationship between the individual and the collective is when the individual gives and fully plays his part toward the collective and also takes his share from the collective justly and honestly. All this is but the truth. But the drawback is that in fact the collective does not accept this attribute at all. Thus, the practical difficulty in the above-mentioned truth is proven from itself. There is some drawback and a cause here that makes it unacceptable to the collective. We must examine what is that drawback. When you closely examine the above-mentioned truth from the perspective of its practical feasibility, you will necessarily find that it is vague and complicated, and it is impossible for the human eye to scrutinize it, since the truth requires that we equalize all the individuals in the collective, so they receive their share according to their labor, no more and no less. This is the one true basis which cannot be doubted. For it is certain that anyone who wishes to enjoy the labor of his friend, his acts are against the above-mentioned reason and clear truth. But how do we think that we can scrutinize that truth in a way that is acceptable to the collective? For example, if we evaluate something according to the apparent labor, meaning according to the number of hours, and compel each one to work an equal number of hours, we will still not discover the attribute of truth at all. Moreover, there is an evident lie here for two reasons. The first is the physical side, and the second is the mental side of the worker. That is because by nature, the power to work is not equal in each and every person. One person in the society labors in 1 hour of work due to his weakness much more than another who works 2 hours or more. And there is also a psychological matter here. Since he who is very lazy by nature exhausts himself in 1 hour more than his friend in 2 hours or more. According to the perspective of the evident truth, we should not compel one part of society to labor more than the other part for the satisfaction of the needs of their lives. But in truth, the naturally strong and nimble in society benefit from the labor of others and exploit them maliciously against the attribute of truth, for they labor very little compared to the weak and the lazy in society. And if we also consider the natural law of taking after the majority, then such a truth that takes the number of hours of apparent work as a basis is completely infeasible. since the weak and lazy are always the vast majority in society, and they will not allow the nimble and strong minority to exploit their strength and labor. Thus, you see that the above-mentioned basis, which is the labor of the individual, on the condition of the evident truth, and with the majority in society, is completely impractical, since it cannot be examined and evaluated in any way. Thus, you find that the attribute of truth has no practical ability to organize the path of the individual and the path of the collective in an absolute and satisfactory manner. Also, it is completely insufficient for organizing life at the end of the correction of the world. Furthermore, there are even greater difficulties here, because there is no clearer truth than nature itself. And it is natural that each and every individual feels himself in the world of the Creator as a sole ruler, that all the others were created only to ease and improve his life, without feeling any obligation whatsoever to give anything in return. In simple words, we will say that the nature of each and every person is to exploit the lives of all other people in the world for his own benefit, and all that he gives to another is only out of necessity. Even then, there is exploitation of others in it, but it is done cunningly, so his friend will not notice it and concede willingly. The reason for this is that the nature of every branch is close to its root. Because man's soul extends from the Creator, who is one and unique, and everything is his, likewise, man, who extends from him, feels that all the people in the world should be under his own governance and for his own private benefit. This is an unbreakable law. The only difference is in people's choices. One chooses to exploit people by obtaining lowly lusts, and one by obtaining governance, while the third by obtaining respect. Furthermore, if one could do it without much effort, he would agree to exploit the world with all three together, wealth, governance, and respect. However, he is forced to choose according to his possibilities and capabilities.
Questions? No questions, meaning it's clear. We agree with everything that's written. And it's understood and we agree. Yeah?
It's unclear if the weak and the lazy, they need more time to provide force, to create some product.
Right, more time, more forces in order to succeed. That then the quick and smart.
So they manage to do less, so they are paid less than what the nimble are paid, right?
Yeah, you see it's like that.
But I don't see them uprising. I don't see them disagreeing with the situation, as Baal HaSulam writes.
Because humanity understands that it's dangerous, and that's why they don't finish all these things. We have a lot of systems that take care of the weak, the needy, mothers with children, and all kinds of things. Society learned how to balance these things. If you see our society of today compared to society in the Middle Ages, so there, nobody paid attention about anybody. There weren't systems in a state, even Germany, France, there that were concerned about women, pregnant women, children, education, health, nothing. Today you have a lot of systems that you can't even imagine, as much as a weak person can still get support from society.
And this goes into what he writes before, that everything he gives to another is also exploitation of another. They do it in order to exploit.
Of course. By this, he watches for himself that all his millions will stay for him, otherwise they'll chop his head off. We've seen it. And through thousands of years, there's no choice but to balance society in a way that the weak, on behalf of nature, according to their mind, their physical forces, anything, that they won't feel themselves in a state that they can't live. Then they'll have no choice but to come and jump the strong and rich. That's why there has to be some kind of a system that balances.
So they understand that the quality of truth isn't actually working.
Of course it's like that, but still it doesn't come to correct the world. It comes that somehow to silence the majority that are weak in mind and in abilities, that they won't kill the top 10th successful and rich part. That's the whole matter. But the fact that it must be this way on behalf of nature, we see it. Why did the Creator create it in such a way? How can we bring peace in the world, peace in society? That's the question. It still remains open. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Baruch Shalom tells us here that the strong and naturally nimble in society benefit from the labor of others and maliciously exploit them, contrary to the quality of truth. So is this what's happening now?
Everywhere in the world, we have the same picture, that the quick and wise, they exploit all the rest that aren't so quick and wise. And this is how it develops, until the weak ones in mind and in abilities, they rise and make a revolution.
He says they labor very little compared to the weak and lazy in society. So what is Baal Salam trying to tell us?
He wants to say that you'll never have peace in the world because the Creator didn't create everybody equal.
Meaning what?
Meaning you will always have problems in society, that each and every part will feel themselves unhappy and unequal to others. That's why there's always going to be tension and arguments until inner wars and external wars.
So how do you correct here?
Wait, I don't know. When I read something, I go along with the writer. And to the extent that he writes what he writes, that's what I want to know and know more.
PT 3.
בעל הסולם מתוך השגה של מטרת
בעל הסולם, since he attains the purpose of creation, he describes the attribute of truth and the problem of attaining it. But today, determining the truth, the whole thing is so confused that even the word truth seems repulsive. What is the truth? There are so many truths today.
Correct.
So how can we describe this truth that Bala Sulam describes as a truth that you have to attain?
I don't know. You're asking me before I finished the article.
But he already explained that this is the quality, the attribute we have to yearn for, that this is the good. Previously, he also defined what is good, what is bad, and these definitions are disputed in the discourse today.
I don't care what society thinks about today. It doesn't even touch my ears. I never learn anything from society, what they appreciate or not appreciate from today to tomorrow. That, for me, that's not, it has nothing, it's not equal to hearing, and not even to try and get in there and research it. That's why what you're asking, I'm not even going to discuss it or argue with you. What society thinks, to me, it doesn't even go into any measure of importance, because they have no idea what we're talking about. They don't know the rules of the world. They work out of their stomach what they feel good or what's bad. Instead of what's good and bad, they call it truth and false. What feels bad is a lie, and what feels good is the truth, meaning they already exchange the whole foundations. So why do you even talk to them? I don't want to use anything in them. For a long time already. Once I used to read philosophy and economy and no. For a long time, not anymore. It's done. It's over for a long time already.
So, Bala Sulam's explanation here is based only on attaining the final goal?
Only the laws of nature. Only the laws of nature. And that's what we need. That's it. Why do I need anything else? The law of nature is a law. It's given. We live in it. Whether good or bad, right or not right, I don't know towards what to check it. But this law of nature, I must, because I live in nature. I was inserted to this nature. I live on this earth. So I have to know the laws of the nature of the earth. That's it. Because then, from that, if I understand something, it can ease and better my life. But not that I'll hear some wise guy who doesn't know anything of himself or his life.
Okay.
With the biggest brain.
So, according to the law of nature, what Bala Sulam writes here is that the strong and the smart and the nimble should exploit the weak. That's the law. It's a purely egoistic law.
I don't know. They get such forces from nature, meaning nature, or say God, because in Gematria, God is nature. He doesn't create people equal. Why is it like that? We have to learn. For what need? Meaning what the reason is, and what should the goal, the purpose be? That we have to study. But not that I'm already summarizing this already.
It's just that he already determined what is the attribute of truth, attribute of good. He determines something that he has to aspire for, and he shows that our nature doesn't allow us to get to it.
Okay, so there's no solution yet. We'll keep reading and we'll see how he connects these two sides together. Where are we, Moshe?
Page 462,
Tur Bet, Lemata, Shura, V'chok Hazeh, Efshar Lechanuto.
Okay, so keep going.
אפשר לחנותו חוק היחידיות שבלב האדם.
This law can be called the law of singularity in man's heart. No person escapes it. Rather, each and everyone takes his share in that law.
The great according to his size, and the small according to his size. Thus, the above law of singularity, in the nature of every person, is neither condemned nor praised, as it is a natural reality, and has a right to exist like all parts of reality. And there is no hope to eradicate it from the world, or even slightly blur its form. Just as there is no hope to eradicate the entire human race from Earth. Therefore, we will not be lying at all if we said about this law that it is the absolute truth. Since it is undoubtedly so, how can we even try to erase, to ease one's mind by promising him equality with all the people in the collective? Nothing is further from human nature than this. While one's sole inclination is to soar higher above the whole collective. Thus we have thoroughly clarified that there is no real possibility to bring good and joyful conducts to the life of the individual and the life of the collective by following the attribute of truth in a way that it will ease the mind of each and every individual, so he may completely agree to it, as it should be at the end of correction.
Barur.
Clear?
Nu nishma Kiev.
Well, let's hear Kiev.
Рам, вопрос от десятки. Исходя из этого, должны
построить
новый авторитет для мира, или же...
As a result of it, should we build a new ideology for the world or only engage in self-correction?
That's a question. It is. For now, we have to learn what the system that we exist in is. That is the first thing. Second, what does that system want of us? Where is it pushing us towards? Where is it advancing us towards? What form? That's two. Three, in what can we help our development? According to that same system that is working on us. After we understand this and feel this, we will start aiding this process to realize it. By this, we will also be able, from working on ourselves, to understand the how and in what we can pull all of humanity in this, and also give them all this knowledge and also teach them how to advance to the same goal. Meaning, we have here the matter of realizing a few steps ahead ourselves. For now, we can spread this method because the world has entered a big whirlwind and blows and so on. We have to explain what's going on. We can. But except for that, practically, we still won't have enough. Also proof, because proof we need to give according to what society has. Soon, new discernments that will be more precise about what nature wants of us and of them, then we'll be able to explain and come closer to society, then we can move ahead with them. I hope it'll be in the next few years, because it's developing from day to day. So we'll get there, and we'll see how much public work we have in order to explain to them in all languages, in all styles, what the future is of the world, if the world wants a future. And in this, we will end the lesson. And what's going to happen next, Michael will explain.
Yeah, so we want to keep strengthening our special meetings on Sundays, especially now that we are in the midst of building our spiritual womb. So we're calling on all the friends to gather today at 6:30 p.m. Israel time for an internal and uplifting meal. We've prepared strong excerpts, songs from all over the world. Clay, we invited friends to go to help us go deeper into the state of the Ibu. We also invited love and the Creator. We want each 10 to prepare internally for the meal and scrutinize during the day how we come to the meal in a way that we build in it our common womb. Again, each 10 is invited, is asked to prepare internally for the meal and scrutinize during the day how we come to the meal so that we build in it our common womb. And we can go on to the schedule, unless you want to add something.
I have nothing to add.
So today's schedule from 10 to 10:30, New Life with Rav Lightman, and from 10:35 to 11:35, the writers' meeting with Rav Lightman, and at 6:30, from 6:30 to 7:30, our meal, and we'll end with a song.
Thousands of years in the darkness we roam, chasing a whisper that's guiding us home. So many miles searching for a sign to break free from these cages of time. Is there some place beyond all the noise? A sweet silence behind every voice? Something pulling us out from the dark? Something holding some